obviously we have not won at this point, but it most certainly isn't a loss. Because what the judges have effectively told us is that they were making an administrative decision as to whether the Secretary of State had erred in the administrative process. And they've told us that all the contentious issues which residents are concerned about will have to be brought to the planning process, which is when Heathrow apply for their development consent order. And at that stage, we, of course, and all our members will be having a crack to make sure that the National Planning Inspectors are aware of all the damage in terms of environment, in terms of noise, that will be brought to our communities. The judges made it quite clear that they were not kicking into the long grass any of these contentious issues. Far from it, they were simply stating that it was not up to them to make a judgment upon them. Their only concern was to make sure that the Secretary of State had not erred in administrative law when reaching his designation of the National Policy Statement, which is the government's policy for Heathrow expansion. But they also made it clear that all these contentious matters could be and should be brought to National Planning when Heathrow apply for their planning permission.
So when do you think that's likely to be?
Well, all the indications are that Heathrow will be making that application at some point next year, 2020. And at that point, local authorities, not just those in the immediate hinterland of Heathrow, but other local authorities who have now learnt recently that they too will be overflown for the very first time, will have an opportunity to fulfil their statutory duty to look after their residents, to make the necessary representations to the national planners. And I know that some people are incredulous that this has happened. But for example, on the climate change, the judges simply stated that as yet, the targets under the Paris Agreement have not been incorporated into domestic law. And as a consequence, they're unable to make a judgment on the merits. They simply pointed out that it wasn't part of UK domestic law, and therefore they could have no say on it. This was absolutely an administrative judgment. And as I've said before, people ought not to be despondent, because whilst the difficult issues were not discussed on this occasion, there is going to be an opportunity to do that, and that will be in planning. And we shall be absolutely, you know, ready to have that fight. Look, it's a protracted, complicated process, but we have not lost until there is a shovel in the ground. And we don't believe that planning is going to permit that to happen.